Today's surfboards are made out of hazardous materials, and that's an issue in a culture and an industry that prides itself on its care for the natural environment. HPR reporter Kuve Hiraishi has been looking into what some surfers are doing to address that apparent contradiction, and Kuve is with me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
That was the first thing I thought of anyway, Kuve. You know, it's like this is surfing is all about care for the ocean, sustainable values, all that, and here they are with what kind of materials in those boards?
Exactly. Lovers of the ocean are riding our waves on 100% toxic material, which is, you know, you don't think about it in that context, but a group of surfers are trying to raise awareness about this. So we're talking about petrochemicals. We've got a polyurethane foam that's at the core of these, and you've got resin over that. That's also based from that same material, and then you've got fiberglass over that. So none of it is, it's going to last longer than we humans will.
Nothing biodegrades.
Nothing biodegrades. And we see this, I think, here in Hawaii. If you go anywhere near any surf spot, you see a snap board in the trash can. Some folks try to get creative and make artwork out of it. I think I went into the Modern Honolulu Hotel.
Right.
They actually reused all these, repurposed all these broken boards into this artwork installation because you can't do anything with it once it snaps. You really can't.
Yeah. And they snap a lot.
They do. So according to the surfboard manufacturing industry, we look at about 400,000 boards, surfboards, being produced every year. And of that, any surfer who's surfed anywhere can attest to having a broken board.
Sure.
I don't know if with the professional surfers, they probably break a lot more than the average surfer. So all these boards end up going into the landfill, which is sort of one other aspect of the toxicity of this board.
We've heard a lot of concern in recent years about things like food containers.
Exactly. Foam, all these.
Grocery bags.
Exactly.
Anything biodegradable that might end up in the ocean or in the landfill has been an object of concern. Surfboards have sort of escaped.
They have, and the folks I got to speak to, so Cliff Capono is a surfer and also a scientist, and he's from Hilo, and he told me that, you know, he's worked with folks who have been working with different sort of materials, biodegradable materials, so we're talking about tree saps. I think there are some manufacturers who are working with hemp cloth and flaxseed cloth instead of fiberglass, and so these are materials that are coming and being extracted from bio content, if you will, and put into the boards. But at this point, we're not quite, the economies of scale aren't there to allow for a full 100% eco board.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to do is sort of chip away at that 100% toxicity. So some of the boards that they work with that they're putting out right now are 25% recyclable polyurethane or 25% of this bio content. You know, so we're taking baby steps towards it. It's not the solution just yet, but we're working towards it, is what they're saying.
Well, baby steps, because what you're talking about is upending an extremely profitable industry.
Exactly, and I got to also for this piece talk to Maddie Rayner, one of the surfboard shapers over on the North Shore, and from his perspective as a shaper, he would love to be working with these materials, but the demand from the surfers, from the consumers, from the end user, is not quite at that level where they're asking for it in high demand. So what Maddie and Cliff Capono and also our guy Kahi Pakaro, the executive director for Sustainable Coastlines Hawaii, is trying to do is incentivize folks to use these boards. So we do have I did get to speak to Kahi earlier this week, and he kind of gave us an idea of what they're trying to do.
Issue is the pros aren't adopting eco boards quickly enough. So we wanted to incentivize our elite surfers to start trying these technologies so that the average surfer will follow suit. With more demand for eco boards, we can start pushing economies of scale to make eco boards more affordable, and in addition, create the incentive for companies and people in their garages to start experimenting with technologies that make boards even better than these ones.
So what Kahi's talking about is something called the protest. Now, it's a double entendre, but it's a protest against the conventional surfboard, but it is also an opportunity for professional surfers to test out eco-boards. So what they did was got a few shapers together, over a dozen shapers participated to create these eco-boards, and like I said, they're chipping away at the 100% toxicity, so these are not completely biodegradable boards. Yeah. They've got a little bit in there. And what they're doing is offering them to pro surfers this winter season over on the North Shore to test out the boards and then to videotape that, upload their surf clips. I know any surfer who's a surfer here in Hawaii can spend endless hours watching these pro surfers
yes, they can.
Riffing on these waves. And so they're trying to get these guys, more incentive to sort of try out an eco board themselves.
This is going to be an interesting story to follow, Kuvei. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Yes.
Kuvei Hiraishi is HPR's General Assignment Reporter. You can find her story on environmentally friendly surfboards at hawaiipublicradio.org under the General News tab.